Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is KTDH 505 FM Radio. All danger, all the time. All right, next up on the agenda we got here is... All right, that's enough of that shit, right? This is me, your old pal, James E. Pooh. James Danger, your fearless leader in the hour of danger. But you know what? Something different is happening this show. Something that I've never done before. And I've been wanting to do it for a long time. But, just never really happened. And that's a solo show. That's right. Just me. So if you don't like me, you might as well just turn it off right now. If you're like a Lido fan or something like that, you should just turn it off. No, don't turn it off. Just let it play in the background or something. Anyways, I think it's pretty easy to sit around with another dude or a couple people doing a podcast and have a good conversation and be entertaining, but the ultimate challenge is, can you do it by yourself? That's what I was thinking about. Like, well, can I do that shit? Because I've listened to other dudes on the radio just sitting by themselves talking, and I've been completely entertained and fascinated by whatever they were saying. I'm not saying that I'm like that, but I was just curious. Like, wow, can I pull that shit off? One day I'm going to try that. One day. I'm going to fucking go for it, you know? Who gives a shit? I'm going to try that shit. And I guess that day is now. But I don't know if I can do it. We'll see what happens. Bear with me. Give me a chance, you assholes, huh? All right. This is kind of like an experiment, so let's just see how it goes. So before I started this thing, I was thinking, what the hell do I look at while I'm doing this show? Usually I'm looking at Lido's ugly mug, you know, or a guest or something. And now I was actually planning it. Like, do I look at a picture? Do I fucking look at the floor? What do I do? So I'm just watching the recording light, you know, keep going. It's kind of, I don't know. What the fuck am I even talking about? Who cares? Anyway, it's kind of a weird concept, though. Because it's already funny sitting around talking and having a microphone in front of you and people listen to it. But this is a whole different story because I'm sitting here by myself talking to myself, essentially. I don't know, a little strange. Whatever. Anyway, I started the show like any other show. I had my pre-show shot, and that was a shot of tequila. And I drank it out of my shot glass that I bought for myself. That's even more depressing, huh? I bought it for myself from Vegas. You know, speaking of that, let me interrupt myself real quick. You know, when people go on trips and they go like, hey, I'll get you a gift. You know, I'll bring you back something, a souvenir. I fancy myself a good shot glass from wherever the fuck you're going. If you're going somewhere, anywhere, doesn't matter. And, you know, just, you know, fuck it. I'm going to put it out there. If you're going anywhere and you want to get me personally, Mr. Jamesy here, a present, just give me a shot glass. I'll keep it simple for you. They have shot glasses anywhere you fucking go. I'll tell you what, it's cheap, it's easy, it's quick, you know, small. You can transport it back easily. No big deal. Everybody wins. I just love the idea of shot glasses. Like, they're all, you know, different looking. They've all got their own little character. But the point I want to make real quick is, if you're going somewhere, and I got this from Josh, actually, Gas Boy. He told me his brother had this idea. I'm like, that's a great thought. I'm gonna take it as my own. He said, if you're going somewhere, like, let's just use Vegas as a perfect example. If you're going to Vegas, don't get me a Vegas shot glass, okay? Get me a shot glass from somewhere that you actually went, okay? Because, oh, Vegas, that's so fucking general. You know, if you stayed in the Flamingo, give me a Flamingo shot glass, okay? If you went to, some kind of show. You went to the Beatles Love Show. Give me a fucking Beatles Love shot glass. Make it a little more personalized that way. Don't give me a, oh, I heart France fucking shot glass. Pfft. You can buy that shit anywhere, right? Make it something that's particular to your trip. I like that idea. So... Sounds like a snob, though, huh?
I don't want no shot glass that's like that. Make it more personalized, right?
But, yeah, man. I'm easy that way. Give me a shot glass from somewhere. I dig that shit. I'll appreciate the fuck out of it. Anyways, back to this one I bought myself. It's like the torso of a woman with a bikini on. It's got, you know, just past her vajij, her vagina, and, you know, it's got up to her neck. You know, there's no neck, just her shoulders. And it says, I'm so sexy. And it is kind of a sexy shot glass, I got to tell you.
But the thing I like about that shot glass is that's what real women should be like, right? Why do they need a mouth, you know? I mean, does anyone like hearing a woman talk? Anything come out of their mouth even worth hearing? Just nagging and bitching and moaning, right? Who wants to hear that shit? Yeah, no need for a mouth. I was thinking about it. Maybe they should have a head, right, but no mouth. But then if they had a head, they'd have eyes, and they'd give you that fucking stink eye look of, you asshole, what are you doing? You know, that really cold look that makes all men quiver with fear. Yeah, so somehow, somewhere, maybe I'll go back to school and take some a course in some kind of fucking evil scientist course or something so I can make a new breed of woman with no head. That's all we need, right? Just the breast and the vagine. That's all. Who's with me? All right. And I'm chasing that with, man, this is also fucking depressing. Wow. I'm going to go get a fucking gun and shoot myself. Drinking Budweiser in a can. What do you think of that? If you know your old pal James, you know I'm drinking out of a can if I'm extremely, extremely devastatingly broke. And that's the case this time. Tell you the truth, I went to a store today. This is how fucking broke I am. You would say, wait, aren't you so broke you can't buy beer? No, that's not the case. You're never too broke for that. Ask a homeless person. I went to the store and I bought a 30-pack of Port Republic, what Lito turned me on to. You can get a fucking 30-pack of that beer at Food for Less for $8.98. It's ridiculous. Anyway. Yep. Sitting here with my... just me and Bud hanging out here. You know what I'm saying? All right. I just came back from In-N-Out. Took my kids. Just me and the two kids, that's all. Don't ask me where the wife was. It's not important for the story. So just me and the two kids. We walk into In-N-Out. The reason I was there is because, like I said, I'm broke as shit. But I was a good boy at work, you know, a good worker bee, a good slave. And I did something that earned me, you know, they call it like burger bucks. You do some good deed. They go, hey, man, what a fucking great job you did. Here's $5 in In-N-Out money, right? But I did two good things. So I was supposed to get $10, but the fucking guy, he shorted me $2, you know, story of my life, $2 short. Anyway, I go into In-N-Out and I'm standing there and it just all of a sudden, man, I'm looking at the fucking guy. Oh, yeah, can I help you? What will you have tonight? You know, the kids, they don't eat much. They just ate actually a little while ago. So they shared some food. And I was like, I got $8 to burn. Let's go fucking crazy tonight. The fat boy in me just started coming out. The fat boy was coming out of my fucking belly. James, do it for me, buddy. Give me something. Come on. It's not on your fucking dime. Come on. Do it. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. All right, fat boy, I'll give in to you. So I told the guy, you know, oh, I'll take a double-double. All right, sir, you want everything on it? I was like, nah, yeah, throw in the tomato also. But you know what? Why don't you go in and throw another meat and cheese on there, huh? Huh? And he did so. And there's this thing I have called, I'm lactose intolerant. I know a lot of people, when they hear that, they think it's like, you know, leprosy or some shit. I have friends, and I never fail, especially with fucking gas boy. Every time we go somewhere and it's like family of his or friends, hey, you want some pizza? Oh, he can't. He's lactose. You know, he jumps right the fucking in and he says it in that tone and they always look at me the same way like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, like I have fucking AIDS. It's really depressing. But yeah, I'm lactose intolerant. Fuck myself, man. I hate that shit because I'm a lover of cheese, you know? So every time I eat cheese, if you don't know what happens to a lactose intolerant person, I eat cheese and then I just completely shit myself. Not literally, but literally. My asshole will just blow up, okay? I'll be pissing out of my asshole. Sometimes, but you know the weird thing? Sometimes nothing happens. Sometimes I can eat a bunch of fucking pizza and I'm good. Next day, perfectly good shit. But some days, it hits me like a fucking brick in the face, you know? Unfortunately, that day was today. So I got this, they call it a 3x3, I guess. I don't know why that's the case, since the 2 is a double-double. They should call it like a triple-triple, but that's just semantics, so let's get off that. Anyways, I had this fucking burger. It's Fat Boy Burger. You know? Eat the whole thing up. Very cheesy. I'm like, I'm going to pay for this shit. But my thought was, my philosophy was, if I'm going to go down, if my shit's going to be fucking pouring out of my ass, I might as well just go all the way, right? Make it worth it. Fuck it. I haven't had a 3x3, and I can't even remember when. Maybe 10 years ago. So I did it. That's right. And I fucking paid for the paid for it completely. I got home and my stomach was, all right, asshole, you got about 40 seconds to get to the bathroom or else. So, you know, I'm going and you can tell what happened after that. It was no good. I paid for it. It's not the end either. Anyways, I was sitting there with my kids. We're eating and I'm outside because my kid was cold. My little girl.
I'm cold, daddy.
Right? So you got to give in. All right, let's go outside. So we're sitting there and this dude walks up with his family. He's walking in and he's got, you know, teenage boy, 13 or 14. He's got a daughter with him too. She's probably about 16. And this chick, man, she's a fucking whore in training the way this girl looked, right? She's wearing these short shorts, this tight little fucking tiny, tight little wife beater type deal. Her belly's showing. And I'm like, look at this fucking... And you know what? To be honest, she had a nice body on her. And that's why I noticed her. But immediately I'm like, wait a second. This dude's her dad, obviously, you know, walking in with her. What the fuck? I would never do that shit. And I'm going to stand by it right now. I'm going to mark this shit, document it, okay? Audio seal right here of approval. If you ever see me in the future, my daughter looks like a whore, you come in, you slap me in the fucking face. Because I said it right here, and I didn't follow my word, all right? Anyway, this girl, she's wearing some tight little fucking tiny ass shorts. Her ass is practically hanging out. A little bit of her midriff was showing. I was like, wow, look at this fucking girl. She's already doomed. It's over. It's over for her. This fucking poor bastard walking in with her. There's no fucking way, man. As soon as my girl came out of her room with dad's outfit on, I say, I would say this way too. What the fuck are you doing, you little bitch? No, I probably wouldn't say it like that. I'll say, hey, what is this? Get back in there and put some clothes on. That makes you a respectful young woman, right? I don't know. Who cares? Anyways, I want to tell you about a couple weird things that happened to me recently. Very weird. I was at a school for work. I was walking, and school was in session, you know, the whole deal. I had to go in there real quick, and I'm walking outside. I have a pretty good pace going. It's hot as fuck. I want to get the hell in the car, you know. And I'm walking by these classrooms, and as I'm walking, I'm just looking in, peeking in at the kids and shit, just because, you know, it's been a long time since I've been in school. Just want to look in the fucking room and look at all the little fresh assholes, you know, getting brainwashed and trained for society. And so I'm peeking in as I'm walking by, but this one particular classroom I'm walking by, and the fucking teacher says, I'm not joking either. I couldn't believe it. And as soon as she said it, I looked her right in the fucking eyes like, are you kidding me? I'm walking by and all they hear is, you know, the teacher's in the front. You know, she's probably a mid-30s woman. She's like, as I'm walking by, so I want you all to picture your mother dying, you know, passing away. And I was like, what the fuck? And I look at her and I flash her this weird look and she looks at me a little bit like, uh-oh, did you just hear that? But, you know, it could have been out of context. Who knows what the fuck was going on? But I thought that was funny. I don't know. You ever walk into a conversation, you hear something, and it's completely off the wall? Yeah. Well, whatever. And the other weird thing, man, this is embarrassing. This is really fucking embarrassing. I was at a meeting at work. Actually, this probably yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. There's meetings that we have, and I mean, everyone's there. You know, the new guys, the mid-level dudes, the top fucking big shots. Everyone's there. So there was a presentation some guy was doing. He's a big shot, too. Let me take a drink real quick. I'm getting thirsty. I'm talking too much. So this hotshot's up there talking, giving some bullshit speech about something no one cares about, right? You know the type. So I'm sitting there, you know, getting bored. Everyone's there. And at these meetings, they supply, you know, a little bit of food and some drinks, right? I don't mean drinks as in the, you know, the cool sense of drinks. I just mean like water and sodas. So sitting there, I finish my food. I have my water. I'm just sipping on the water. No big deal. Hoping this fucking time would go by quicker, which it doesn't seem to be. It's just going slower and fucking slower while this guy's spewing this bullshit out of his mouth. You know, no one gives a shit about. Anyway, I'm drinking the water. And you would think after 28 years on this fucking planet that I would know how to drink properly, right? That your body would do some things automatically without even thinking about it, and you would have no problems. But no. So I'm drinking this fucking water, and all of a sudden, water goes down the wrong pipe, right? The pipe to my lungs. You know, the things you breathe out of, so you can't really get liquid in there. So immediately, dude, I'm like, my body freezes up and I'm going to fucking spasm. And I'm just trying to keep it in because there's probably about, 40 people in this room. Maybe more. And it's dead quiet except for that asshole talking, right? So I'm just trying to keep it in. And I'm like, and I lost it. So I go, and everyone starts looking at me. But the dude doesn't stop talking. He keeps going. And I'm just trying to fucking hold it in. And I'm thinking, should I just walk out of the room? But I'm like in the middle of the fucking room, so it's a long way. If I was by the door, it's a different story. But man, I had a ways to go. And a lot of people to get through. So I just, had to sit there and stick it out. But goddamn, was it embarrassing. Choking on myself. Stupid asshole. And it's totally obvious. I mean, it's just, everyone knows what's going on. They're all looking at me. Wondering what's going on. It's like, is this guy laughing? Is he trying to keep his laughter in? Or no? Just a retard that can't drink properly. What the fuck? What can I tell you about that? All right. I got some danger updates. Oh, thanks, Lito. Eddie Gears. That's right. Eddie Gears. If you listen to the show, you know who that is. He's a good dude. Good friend of mine. I think he still listens. Maybe not after this fucking nonsense. Eddie Gears is a good dude. He's been on the show before. 2 episodes. He's an international athlete. I know what you're saying too. Like, okay, cut the shit, right? But it's true. He's in rugby. And he's a badass. That's why I gave him the name, the Furious Eddie Gears. Because he's just that. He's furious, boys and girls. On the field, anyway. You know, in real life, he's a lovable fucking dude. Just want to squeeze him. He's got a killer beard, too. Yeah, let me think about his beard for a second. Anyway, international rugby star. Because he went to Manchester, right? He played there. I think he went to Canada, too, or some nonsense. I don't know what the fuck. I think he's going to Australia. So he's an international superstar, right? Just take my word for it. And he's also the straightest gay guy you'll ever meet in the history of the world. Well, that might be overdoing it. As far as I know, anyway. And I got a confession to make about this dude. He's like I said, he's a gay guy. No big deal. Who gives a fuck, right? But I never use the word faggot, right? Which is highly offensive, I would say. And I guess apparently it's like the nigger for the gays. You know, they don't like hearing that shit. It's very offensive, and I understand it fine. But I never said it before. But man, ever since Edgar came on the show, Eddie Gears, and he started talking about how he uses the word so loosely. Because he does call me a faggot, actually. If he ever calls me or if I call him, it's like, hey, what's up, faggot? It's like, hey, how you doing, man? So yeah, he does that shit all the time. And he tells some stories that he calls his friends that. And it's funny, dude. And ever since that show that he came on, I've been calling Lito a faggot. And he does the same to me. Out of a joke, an inside joke to Eddie Gears, who was on the show. So every time Lito will call me, I'll answer it. Hey, what's up, faggot? And he'll do the same thing. We just start laughing. And that's because it's out of love, you know? No hatred behind it. And it's all because of Eddie Gears. Now, I found myself saying it more, like on other podcasts, without him on the show. And all I want to say is, isn't it funny that a gay dude got me to start saying faggot? Right? I don't know. Thought that was funny. If anybody's going to get you to start saying that, it's the guy you shouldn't be getting it from, right? Or is it like the black dudes, like, oh, they can say it, but you can't? I don't know. But apparently, if a black dude respects you, you can get away with it. So maybe if I keep his respect, I can keep saying it. Faggots. Anyway, Eddie Gears. There's the danger update from him. We had a show with Dominic.
Who?
He's going to Alaska, and we're talking about how many gay people are in Alaska. Which I did the math, and it was fucking nonsense because we're idiots. And it took like 5 minutes to do the math on how many gays are there. Anyway, I estimated that was probably like 3 or 4. And it's funny because Eddie Gears texted me, you know, after the show came out. He's like, hey, dude. He goes, it's funny. You guys were talking, trying to figure out how many gays are in Alaska. He goes, I have an app on my phone that will tell you how many gays are in a certain area. You type in the area, and it'll tell you how many dudes are down, you know, DTF. You know what that means? And all you young dickheads. It's not downtown Fullerton, all right? Yeah, I know the deal with that. I'm hip. It's down the fuck. Sorry, down the fuck. Are you down the fuck? That's what it's about. So this app, he didn't tell me the name of it because he wanted to keep it confidential. He didn't want to disgrace it or take any respect away from it, I guess, you know? Have all you assholes getting on and just fucking with the whole system. Bring the whole gay system down. Make it crash. They don't want that. They want their ass when they need it, right? So anyways, I asked him to type in Alaska. And he did, and I forgot what he said. It was quite a bit of people, though. I think it was hundreds. I was like, no fucking way. So wait a second. Do Kodiak, Alaska. It's got to be way different. And apparently only like 3 people came up. So I think I was right. Pretty much 3 or 4 gays. But then Lito touched on it on episode 62 with Dominic. Who? But I didn't catch it because I wasn't paying attention to him like normal. He was. He made a reference to, yeah, but if there's a lot of gays, or, I mean, sorry, there's a lot of dudes around. If there's more dudes than women, like a huge population of dudes, don't you think some of them would do gay shit? Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. You know? Look at jail, right? According to Mr. N, who's on the show before. I forgot what episode, but, you know, he claims a lot of dudes, straight dudes, but hey, they're fucking assholes, you know? I mean, they're fucking buttholes, you know? They're not assholes themselves. Well, maybe they are. So, yeah. So maybe there's a whole lot more potential gay guys in Alaska that Dominic can choose from, right? Maybe when we go down to visit him, we can go to a gay bar. That'd be a funny gay bar, like 3 dudes in there. The regulars. The only ones that go there. All right. Yeah, Dr. Ian Malcolm, Jurassic Park, was right. Life finds a way, right? Send a lot of dudes into one place. There's going to be some gay guys. They're going to switch over. Even out the population. All right. The other thing I want to tell you is we had a Freemason on the show. It's funny because like a week after that, after he was on the show, I found a Freemason building, like the headquarters. I was like, holy shit. And, you know, I'd seen it before. I never knew what it was. I never paid attention, though. Like, oh, I wonder what that fucking symbol is. It's got that compass on it. I mean, what are these fucking like math people? Math nerds? They congregate to do math problems? What the fuck is this nonsense? So, like an asshole. Yeah, I was totally wrong. It was a Freemason place. I was like, holy shit, all right. And but it's totally obvious. Like, he was talking about the Freemason place that has no windows, you know? Next to churches, no windows, just one door. With some big fucking black, not a black dude, a big buff dude sitting in the front. Maybe he's black. Those are scarier people, right? Standing in front. You got to give him the secret codes and shit, and handshake, so you're not getting in. But this one, you know, big sign. Masonic Center. Yay, you know? Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Spotted one. He's right. They exist. All right, next up I took my kid to see that Batman live show. Don't know if you heard of it. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. Doesn't really matter because I can tell you what it is. It's a live action Batman show on this like stage. It took place at the Honda Center. I think they also had one in, maybe it's still going on, in Staples Center, I believe. But I'm like, I'm going to take my kid to this thing. You know, my little girl, she's 5 years old. She'll get a kick out of it. To be honest, I was like, I was a little excited for it. You know? The nerd in me started coming out. It's like, all right. You know, what's wrong with that? Batman jumping around, punching dudes, right? It's got to be cool. So, plan to go to that. I picked the Honda Center because it's closer and not a pain in the ass like the fucking Staples Center. So anyways, we leave, we go, drive to Anaheim. And I get off on the wrong street because this fucking sign says, get off here. But it took me on this weird-ass goose chase. Anyways, I loop around. Good thing that happened because I looked it up on the website, and it's like $20 for parking. I was like, fuck, dude, are you serious? $20, just like the last place I talked about. Actually, Eddie Gears was in an episode when I went to a concert, and it was $20 to park your fucking car, which is bullshit to me. It's fucking rape. I'm raping your pocket. So I was mad about that. So I'm like, ah, whatever. I'm sure there's not a lot of places around there to park. You know, I'll just suck it up and pay this fucking money. But the fact that I got off on the wrong exit and just looped around to this weird fucking area, I came around and the back way, and there's a sign that says event parking, $5. I'm like, no fucking way. There's no way. I pull up and there's a business center built, like a building.
Obviously.
With a parking lot, and they're holding a sign out, $5. And I'm like, sweet. It was a walk, but it wasn't far at all. Just walk over the fucking little bridge, you know, right there. So we did that. And while we're walking up to the fucking Honda Center, I'm not kidding you, these dickheads are always all over the place ruining things for everyone. These, like, God protesting people, you know, with the big signs. God sees what you're doing, you know. God hates you, whatever the fuck it says. You know, God, whatever. Surprised it wasn't one that said God hates gays or whatever the fuck that is. It says Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, right? Yeah. These fucking assholes, they got nothing better to do. Stand in front of a Batman show, really? You little dickheads. A lot of parents bringing their kids to have some entertainment. What's your fucking problem? Protesting Batman. He's got a code, all right, you assholes. He doesn't kill. Huh? How about that? He gets bad people and puts them away. Yeah, so he wears dark colors. Black. A little bit gothic at times, according to Tim Burton. But hey, what's your problem? Inspiring, goddammit. Anyway. Nat bought tickets. Natalie, my wife, bought tickets because I was at work. And I'm like, oh, shit, the ticket's going on sale today. Can you get me 2 tickets for me and Jasmine? I want to take her. She's like, all right. I had no idea where the seats were. And to be honest, I didn't look them up. I totally forgot about it. And it was fucking months ago when they bought the tickets. It was a long-ass time ago. So I didn't even know where the seats were, to be honest. We get inside. She'll look at my tickets. She just points up. You're up there. It's like, oh, fuck. We got to walk up like 3 flights of stairs, right? Finally get to our seats. And we're way the fuck, we're in the top deck, like row G or some shit. We're dead center though, but we're way up there. It's like, well, all right, what the fuck do you want? You know, cheapest seats you can get, whatever. So while we're sitting there waiting for the show, it's probably 10 minutes to go. This chick walks up to me. Good looking girl too, I gotta admit. And there's like only just me and Jasmine sitting there right now. A few people scatter around, but not too many people that are up there. She comes up to me and she goes, hey, do you want to... switch your tickets for these ones? I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah. She was like, I'm just walking around. I get to pick people to switch tickets with. I was like, well, where are the tickets at? She points way down towards the bottom, right? Like way down there. I'm like, are you serious? She goes, yeah, there's no catch. I work here. Look, here's my name tag. Look at my boobies. I mean, she didn't say that, but that's what I did when I looked at her name tag. And I was like, wait, okay. So you're telling me I just give you these tickets. No catch. I get to go down there. She's like, yeah. I was like, why? She's like, oh, well, when they don't sell out, you know, they let us bring people from the top, fill the seats down there. I'm like, oh, fucking yes. Sweet. And so I'm like, so everyone up here gets to go down there, huh? She goes, no. She goes, I get to walk around, just, you know, pick whoever I want, whoever I feel like should get them. I'm like, huh, that's awesome. Well, thank you. So I give her my tickets, my shitty tickets. I get hers. I'm on level 4, right? Now I'm on level 2. It's fucking beautiful. And by level 2, that means... you're not on the floor. So they're pretty good goddamn seats if you can think about it. And we're right there, like, you know, we're right there in front of the stage. It's really nice. Great. Couldn't fucking imagine anything better happening. Anyway, when it came down to the show, I don't know. It was okay. I mean, what do you expect, right? It was cool for the kids. I mean, they got a kick out of it. You hear all the kids going, oh, wow. But if it was like, you know, me, Lito, and like Super Dick and Ivan going, Nature Boy, we would have been like, what the fuck was that? What a waste. But yeah, to take your kid, I guess to take your kid to enjoy a show, you still get something out of it too. It's like watching, SpongeBob. You can appreciate it. They love it. Everybody wins, right? But there was some stupid shit to the show, and I'll tell you about it right now. You hear about the Batman, the whole Batman, you know, mythos. Bruce Wayne's parents are murdered in front of him, right? Same old story, but they always do it a little differently, right? I don't know what the real story is. I'm not that much of a fucking of a fanboy. But according to, what's it called? The Tim Burton Batman, it was Joker that killed his parents. And he's like, hey, you ever dance with the devil with a pale moonlight? I set off on my prey. Just like the sound of it, right? The whole thing. You know, takes the money. I don't know what the fuck. Shoots him. I don't know why. I forget why. He could have just took their shit and left, right? And then in the Nolan version, they come out of that theater. Theater? They come out of the theater? And dude robs them, shoots both of the parents in front of the kid, and they die. He runs off. I like that version better because it was his fault they left the theater.
The theater.
Because he started getting scared like a bitch. Right, Leto? The kid got scared, wanted to leave. So now he's got that guilt on his head. Like it was his fault. I think that works even better for the storyline. It's his fault. You know? That's even more of a mind fuck for his whole life. My fault, my parents got killed. I was such a fucking pussy. They wouldn't got killed. We would have watched the rest of the show and, you know, called it a night. But not what happened, was it? Anyway, so this play type deal. Play, I don't know what you call it. Play, live action. Fuck, I don't know. Parents come out, or they're walking with the kid. They come out of this, the movie's over. It's a Mask of Zorro. They took the kid to see. Now the kid's got this mask on his head, like the Mazzorro mask. He has like a wooden sword. And this kid is one of those super gay, like theater kids, you know, over the top. And he's like, I want to be Zorro, father. Just going all crazy, just really high-pitched voice. Like, he's super gay. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that, I guess. But it's kind of weird to me to see those actors, those young kid actors. Like, uh-oh, here we go. Frolicking, jumping around and shit. Skipping to and fro. Anyway, so this dude comes up. Hey, give me your wallet. Give me your jewelry. All that shit. So they give him everything. And the guy tells him, I got your address. I'm going to pay you a visit. And he runs off, right? And normally, if I'm not mistaken, Bruce's father, who's a doctor, I think, right? He's not some kind of hero, dude. He's like, hey, whatever. We're fine. But no, this time, this guy runs off. I'm gonna go get my wallet. He knows where we live, you know? I'm going to stop him. He runs after the dude to the fucking shadows. And then the mom has a bright idea. You stay here, Bruce. I'm going to go after your father. And he's like, no, mother, no. You stay here. Whatever you do, don't leave here. She runs off after the dude. It's like, come on, are you fucking kidding me? Then you hear, tsh, tsh. You see bright flashes in the background. And the kid runs after him. No, mommy, daddy. And then he finds him, right? Anyways, my whole problem was, wait a second. This dude's Bruce Wayne, right? A fucking, literally, a billionaire, right? This dude has his wallet. All right, big fucking deal. You don't think that Bruce Wayne, what's his father's name? Thomas Wayne, a billionaire, would have, you know, he's scared of a petty fucking criminal coming to his house to attack him? Wouldn't he have some kind of, like, hardcore security system? Really? Fucking stupid assholes, you didn't think about that? Really? Thomas Wayne, huh? He's not some schmuck like you and I. He's going to come back to our house and get us. You know, in the darkness, we can't sleep anymore. Yeah. You're a billionaire in a fucking mansion, right? On Wayne Manor, up on the hill, away from everything. You can't have some, I'm sure your shit's all fucking gated off. You don't have some security guard sitting there. Come on. Am I going too much into this? I don't know. I think not. Don't insult me, you fucking assholes. Stick to the goddamn storyline where he just shoots them, you know? Not the father running after them. He knows where we live. Ah! Whatever. Anyways, I thought that, you know, I focused too much on acrobatics and circus shit, you know? It's about Batman. But, you know, they want to put on these, like, fantastic little productions of circus nonsense because, you know, the kids like seeing that. But, hey, doesn't got shit to do with the story, all right? Doesn't got dick to do with the story. Stick to the fucking story of Batman and the criminals, you know? The other thing that was kind of gay was they had Robin involved. And he was actually pretty good, that actor. You know, he was good. Fit the whole thing, looked like him, sounded like him, wasn't too gay, wasn't too over the top. But his name's Dick Grayson, if you don't know that, his real character name. And his parents get killed doing acrobatic nonsense. Apparently, according to this play, the parents weren't paying these fucking mobsters like protection money. And so they had him killed. They had like a wire cut, so they fell to their deaths. Oh, man. And so the cop comes up to Bruce Wayne. He goes, hey, Bruce, you know, the kid's got nowhere to go, so he's got to live with you. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? They'd make Bruce Wayne take in his orphan for what? You know, they have like programs for that kind of shit, right? And Bruce Wayne's like, what do you mean? I can't take a person in. I can't even take care of myself. And what's his name? Commissioner Gordon. He's like, you know, I thought you were different than this, Bruce. And he walks away all disappointed. So he takes him in. All right. So when he introduces Bruce Wayne to Dick Grayson, they go, Bruce, this is Dick. And he goes, well, hello, Dick. And then Jasmine immediately leans over to me. Daddy, his name's Dick? And I'm like, yes, his name's Dick. You have a friend named Dick. And I'm like, yeah, Yeah, that's right, I do. She goes, dick. This little girl knows that that's not a right word to say, but every time she hears that name, she every time never fails because of Super Dick. You got a friend named Dick. And she says it like three or four times, you know. But that was cute. It made me fucking laugh. Even though my daughter, my real daughter's named Dick. Anyway. The cool thing about the villains, though, was that they all had the cool voices. I mean, they pretty much matched the Batman animated series if you watched that as a kid. Or even now, doesn't matter. They had the characters, and you know what? They even had Harley Quinn on this fucking thing. And she sounded just like her. Oh, Mr. J, what are we going to do about the Batman, Mr. J? You know, and the Joker was in there. Why, Harley, you know, Batman, all this stuff. It was pretty cool. I liked it. Now, you know, they didn't overdo Batman's voice either. But sometimes I think the asshole forgot he was Batman and he would talk like Bruce Wayne. It's like, come on. What's the matter with you? How long have you been doing this shit for? Anyway. So Catwoman comes down, right? She's like the first, I think she's the first villain shown. Maybe not. Anyways, it's pretty cool because they took all the lights down real dark. And they have like this, all of a sudden this light, this light pops out of the ground. And it's like a shiny diamond encrusted cat head, right? And you see a light come from up in the ceiling and a rope drops down right above the cat head. And you see the Catwoman coming down the rope upside down, you know, sliding down the rope very slowly. I was like, holy shit, that's fucking awesome. And she was wearing, like, you know, the skin tight cat deal. Looked pretty hot, you know, hot looking chick playing her. Slides all the way down, comes out. This is the first appearance of Batman, you know? He comes out, and he comes down, and he's on these ropes, right? These these stupid wires. And he looks all goofy coming down. There's no grace to this at all. He's not coming down like in a, you know, a great progressive fucking downward slant. It's like all fucking uneven, and he's like tilting backwards. It's a mess, right? It looks fucking stupid. So he comes all the way down, hey. You know, hey, Catwoman, you can't be doing this. And she's like, I was wondering when you were going to show up. That whole deal, right? You know, giving the banter back and forth. So then they start fighting. She kicks him, and he flies like 40 feet back. I'm not fucking exaggerating. They pull the ropes, and he flies 40 feet away. He's like, really? Really, assholes? Come on. And then he jumps back at her and jumps 40 feet towards her. And he's not even using his cape as like a glider. He's just jumping. You know? He's Superman all of a sudden. Can jump 40 feet. I'm signing Super Dick now, huh? Examining everything, getting disappointed. But it was pretty stupid. It's fucking ridiculous with these ropes. All the shit he did. Jumping and fucking doing flips like 40 feet away. Come on. Anyway. I sound like an asshole. I sound like a nerdy fuck right now. Eddie Gears is probably turning in his grave. Well, he's still alive, but yeah. Anyway, Joker was a star of the show. In the villain world, anyway. He was fucking awesome. I liked it, man. I'm not going to lie. He was probably like the... He was probably the best part of the show. Even better than Batman, because Batman was a fucking weirdo. He would do these weird poses and throw his arms around all weird. I don't know what the fuck. So, Joker was awesome. Did some cool shit. You know, evil. I liked it. Digging it. But then the show starts slipping up, all right? Towards three quarters of the way. It's like, come on, you guys are fucking ruining this thing. And the reason it did is because... So Batman's leaving the Batcave in his fucking Batmobile, which looks awesome, by the way. Great fucking design of that car. Probably the best one out of all of them. I'm gonna tell you that right now. He's driving away down the city. It's a digital, you know, computer thing of his car fucking speeding around. And then he goes, Alfred, come in, this is Batman. He goes, yes master Batman, what the fuck he says. He goes,
do you have any updates on this status right now?
Well, yes, Arkham Asylum right now, there's the Joker, the Catwoman, Poison Ivy, who the fuck? Joker, what, did I say that already? Penguin, Two-Face, they're all there. Master Wayne and Robin's in the room with Alfred. He knows a secret at this time. And he goes, and Scarecrow? And Robin goes, Scarecrow? Who's that? And Batman on the phone goes,
Scarecrow is a guy that uses the fear toxin to use your fears against you.
Right? It's a poison.
He turns into aerosol form, right?
So he knows everything about Scarecrow, right? He knows his whole deal. He knows he's going to use a gas, spray people, and make them flip out, right? So, when this asshole gets to Arkham Asylum to fight all the bad dudes, here comes Scarecrow, which looks fucking awesome, by the way. Probably the coolest looking one out of all of them. Because he's like on stilts. He's real creepy. His arms are all long. Pretty cool looking. So he comes up to Batman.
And Batman's just looking at him. And he fucking sprays him in the face with his gas. And he starts hallucinating. I'm like, asshole, you just told this fucking guy his weapon and what he's going to do to people. You know? Wouldn't you be more prepared? You stupid fuck. Right? Who's with me? No? Nobody? You know? And that's when Batman... Oh, or Robin. I gotta go in and help him! Then Robin comes in and saves the fucking day. Nonsense. Gives him some kind of fucking anecdote. Or who got it? Catwoman gives him the anecdote. Or anecdote. What is it? Antidote. There you go. Anecdote. Told him a funny story. Gives him the antidote. You know, brings him back to life. They're all like... All three of them are fighting, right? They're all like... They're all in a huddle together, back to back. And they're fighting these dudes. And the fight scenes are so fucking lousy. You can see, even from my seats, which are good, but they're still a good ways away. You know, respectfully. You know, I'm not like up close looking at the fight scenes. I can see from that far away. There's no monitor on the screen. There's no big screen like Jumbo fucking Tron. So you're watching everything. I can see from where I'm sitting. His fist is coming like 6 inches from the guy's face. Far away. And the guy's going, ah! And it's all, you can totally, it's totally tell it's all routine and all choreographed. And this, and sometimes the choreography doesn't match up. So the guy's like waiting a few extra seconds too long to get hit, you know? Stupid. Anyway, that's another problem I had. So while they're doing the whole fight scene, they get Joker cornered. They got a gun to his face. Catwoman's got a gun. And you just hear,
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but we're experiencing technical difficulties at this moment. Please stand by. The show will presume as soon as it's all taken care of.
And you hear people going, oh, it's like, are you fucking serious? So we had to wait there for 10 minutes, and Jasmine was already fucking, you know, she's a five-year-old kid. The show was like 2 hours. She's like, can we go yet? It's like, all right, hold on. It's almost done. So yeah, that kind of fucked up. But, you know, and to tell you the truth, when they came back to the show, I'm not sure if they just threw together like a new ending just to wrap it up because of the difficulties, or if this was the ending of the show. But it was so fucking retarded the way the show ended. First of all, they had all the villains I said before, but they were totally useless. They didn't do a goddamn thing in the whole show. It was all about the Joker. They just stood around. They argued a little bit, you know? And then when it came down to it, they're like, the problem is, I think Two-Faces or who said it? The Riddler. The reason why we don't beat the Batman is because we all try to do it individually. But if we gather up as a team, we can overcome him, right? So they do that. But as soon as they get attacked, like, they all disappear. It's like, hey, wait a second. Where'd they all go? Only Joker was left. There was no fucking explanation where they went, what happened, at all. And all of a sudden, of course, Joker gets out of it. I think Harley Quinn fucking comes in and bails him out.
Mr. J, I'm here to rescue you,
right? And saves his asshole. He gets stupid. At the end, he comes up in a little car, a little fucking clown car. And Batman's there, right? And he goes,
all right. I think it's time for me to leave this city. I'm going to go to a different city and spread chaos and blah, blah, blah. I'll return later, Batman.
And he starts driving away. And it's like, wait a second. That was in? After all that shit? Just, oh, that's what you're doing? Okay, I'm gonna leave now. All right, you win this time. Like, seriously? Disappointing. And then he drives away and Robin's like, Batman, aren't we going to stop him?
The cops will pick him up on the out city. It's city limits. What the fuck he says?
It's like, really, dickhead? If the cops can pick him up so easily, why the fuck are you needed? Yeah, that was a mess. It was a cool idea, man. Really cool idea. But it's hard to pull off on a stage like that. You know, a really good fucking show. I'm just very curious about the whole Spider-Man deal in Broadway. I wonder how that one goes. Apparently it's fucking awesome. But yeah, and this one was a... You got kids, take the kids if you're into that kind of thing, but wow. Yeah, it's not really worth it if you're an adult. Don't do it. Well, you probably can. I think it's already out of fucking LA by now. All right. You know what? And now it's time for...
The Danger Movie Mystery.
Get to the chopper!
You lose! Good day, sir.
All right. Well, I guess I didn't think this all the way through. I was going to read a movie quote, but who the fuck's going to guess what the movie is? What an asshole I am, right? What am I going to do now? Should I just give up on this? Oh, wait. Whoa. My phone's ringing right now. That's fucking awesome. And whoever it is, I'll make them do it. What? It's fucking Nature Boy. I thought he was dead. I mean... He did go on a nature hike the day after we recorded the Nerd episode, and has been missing ever since. You know, and we did have a private ceremony in his honor to say goodbye. But this is probably someone that's fucking with me, so. Hello?
Holy shit. Oh, thank God.
No fucking way. Nature Boy, is that really you?
Yeah, that reception is shitty. I've been trying to get a hold of someone for weeks. I'm glad you answered.
Dude, we all thought you were dead, man. We had a fucking private ceremony and everything.
Oh, shit. Was it nice?
Nah, not really. It was, you know, nobody really showed up. Forget about that. What the hell happened to you, man?
Oh, man. I was on a nature walk in the backwoods of Yosemite, and I got lost. Then what the fuck happened? I'm chased by a pack of rabid geese. I killed most of them, but the lingering scent attracted the wolves. I ran, James. I ran for my fucking life, but I broke my leg, and right now I'm hidden in a cave. James, I need your help. I can't stop crying. I'm out of food and water. I think I just shit myself. James, can you please...
Wait. Wow, that's great, Nature Boy. That's pretty fucking intense, man. But I really need you to help me with something real quick.
What? James, I don't think you understand the urgency of this call. My battery's almost dead. I'm on a lot of pee.
Yeah, I know. But just help me really quick, and then I'll help you, okay? What movie is this from?
Are you fucking kidding me? You want me to play the Danger Movie Mystery right now?
Well, you did call me while I'm recording a solo podcast, and there's nobody else here to guess, so... What the fuck? Come on, just do it real quick, and then I'll help you out. Come on. All right, here we go.
I'm going to knock that ridiculous mustache right off your face. All great men have mustaches. Yeah, but real men actually grow them. You know I have a hormone disorder.
All right, what's that from? You got it?
Fuck. What do you think about this for a minute?
Hey, man, time's up to you, I guess. You know what, man? I've got to commend you. Even in your state of shock and need, even though God has put all that you love in nature against you...
Damn it, James, did I get it right or not?
Hold on a second, Nature Boy. Let me finish. Hold on. Like I was saying, even with God putting forth his wrath on you via the nature that you love...
Butt fuck!
He said butt fuck. Poor Ivan, man. Nature Boy. Well, but does it matter? Because we already went through the grieving process. We already thought he was dead, so. I don't know. I'm going to say that, I'm going to say I'm off the hook on this one, right? Yeah. It's like Double Jeopardy. You can't get charged for the same crime twice. Right? All right. He was right, by the way. It was Hot Rod. Who fucking knew he would get it right, huh? Even in his time of need, he still had the focus to get that movie answer right. What a dickhead. Well, at least he went out on top, right? At least he went out as a winner. All right. You know what? That movie, I just saw it pretty recently. It's on Netflix right now. I was in the mood for a goofy, fucking, silly-ass movie. And I saw that one. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. And goddamn, this... You know, I don't know if it was just me, the mood I was in, you know, what it called for, but that shit was really fucking enjoyable. I liked it a lot. Call me an idiot. Say I don't know what I'm talking about. You're probably right. But I liked it. It's entertaining as shit. Funny. You know, goofy. I love that dude, Ian McShane. Plays his stepfather. If you ever seen Deadwood, he's the bar owner guy. Real hard ass, right? Good fucking movie. I heard from some dude that the guy that actually was the stunt double for Hot Rod, who tried to jump that, what the fuck was it? Like a dumpster or something with a ramp. Maybe it was the first stunt. I don't know. He actually became paralyzed. The actual stunt double. What a fuck, huh? Can you imagine, like, you're in that movie? Well, you got to celebrate it now. That's great. Look at that's funny. Dude got paralyzed. Right? Or is it just part of the game? It's like, hey, asshole, you know, you're asking for it. That's always a possibility. I'm not going to cry about it. At least we got our shot. At least it looks good in the film, right? All right. Let me, last thing I'm going to talk about here, before I wrap this shit up, is we took our first family camping trip recently. That's right. I've been on plenty of camping trips with the guys. I usually go every year, but the last, what, 4 or 5 years? I don't even know. You know, Gas Boy will go. Eddie Gears, he bitched out like in the last too, but, you know, still appreciated the time he went. Dominic, who flew out from Florida to come on these camping trips with us. That's great, right? We went whitewater rafting, but not for a while. It's only been straight camping. Bobbert came. Yeah, everyone came. Fucking Fernie. Halloween episodes, you know him?
Oh!
Yeah, him, that guy. Anyway, so I've never been with the family, believe it or not. I never cared to. I don't know, something about the idea of kids in the wilderness and, you know how kids are, running around, getting the shit. You got to keep an eye on them. So I finally thought they were old enough to go. My daughter's 5, my kid's almost 3, my boy. So I'm like, all right, let's do it. We went to the shitty spot on the last trip with the guys. That's the one where I spilled the beer on the dog and the whole thing. So I thought, you know what? This is a good spot to bring your kids because it's all gated in, you know? It's a small place, but it's gated in, safer. There's a bathroom right next door, fucking flushing toilets. That's a big deal for women, by the way. Women don't like going into like outhouse styles where then they call it a vault toilet. We just shit like in a six foot drop of shit. Yeah, women don't like that. I want flush toilets, you know? And do they have showers? Right? You know, women. So, we went there. Same place. It's near Mountain High. Okay, the way the trip started is the kids fell asleep on the way over there. That's fucking great, right? Already a great trip. You know, if the kids are sleeping in the fucking car, oh, it's refreshing. You don't gotta hear any bitching, any whining, you know, any moaning, any, I want this, I want that, I gotta go pee, any of that shit. They're just fucking quiet. It's peaceful. I didn't think I even had any music on the whole time. Just, my wife was, I don't even know what the hell she was doing. I think she closed her eyes for a bit and was looking on some fucking nails pictures. You know, she's looking at nail polish now. Whatever, as long as it keeps her occupied, I guess. So it was peaceful, man. A peaceful drive. It's not too far away. It's about 70 miles, I believe. Not too bad. No traffic. It was great. So already a great trip, right? Pull into the store because we forgot to get something to roast marshmallows on. So I stopped at this. You know, fucking Mountain General's. Stopped at the general store, right? Walked in. Talked to, you know, a couple of older white people in the back and then behind the register. Hey, do you have any marshmallow sticks? Oh, we sure do. Right this way, sir. Take me right over there. There's like 5 different varieties. You know, hey, you can have this one, you know, whatever you want to do. Great fucking people, man, in that store. Really nice, friendly, you know, laid back. Talkative. It's like, holy shit, am I still in California? Am I still in a... No, I wasn't in LA County no more. That's why. Maybe that's why. No more LA County. Or was it? I don't know. I think it's San Bernardino County. I'm not sure. Anyway, I was like, I left the store with a good fucking vibe, man. Good energy got transferred over to me. I was already in a good mood. Good drive, you know? Talk to the people. Good. Get back in the car. Yeah, man, really nice people around here. That's awesome. Drive up to the campsite. Set everything up, you know, set the tents up. Take the ice chest out. Take all the shit out. Set everything up. Sleeping bags ready. Air mattress. I know.
Air mattress, James. That's not real camping.
Sure, it's not. If you slept on the hard floor, when you sleep on an air mattress, my friend, go fuck yourself if you don't go back to that air mattress. All right? That's all I'm going to tell you. A bad night's sleep will fuck you for the rest of the day. You know? Sleep wrong, your neck's all fucked up, can't turn your head left. Who wants that shit? So, fuck you, asshole. Taking her mattress like a big faggot. Ah! There he goes again, see? Fucking Eddie Gears. Anyway, set everything up. Kids are just getting used to what's going on. They're having a good time, though. But all of a sudden, my little boy starts acting like a little cunty asshole. Just being a whining little shit. Because it all came down to he wants to do bad things, but I'm like, hey, no, or even Natalie too. Don't do that. No, no. Gets all mad. Like, he's in that stage right now. You know, that stage, like, hey, who are you? I'm my own person. You don't tell me what to do. Fuck you. Those of you who don't have kids, they go to that stage. It's like the rebellious stage, you know? He's in his twos. I guess that's what the terrible twos are all about. They're pretty much saying, fuck you, dad. You know, fuck you, mom. Who are you? You can't stop me. Don't throw that rock. He's looking at you, and his hand's still motioning, and the rock's coming right out of it. Like, it still works, even though you told me not to. Yeah, that's all it is. They should stop calling it the terrible twos and call it the fuck you stage. The fuck you moment. That's what you should call it. Anyways. Starts being a little dickhead, and he's pissing me off, right? My wife's getting pissed off. And all of a sudden, I say, you know what? Forget it. Let's just let him go fucking crazy. Who cares? It's going to ruin the trip if we keep telling him no and keep scolding him and whatever. Let him be a real boy. A real boy! You know? Let him throw rocks at shit. Let him go get dirty and fall down. He fell down a shitload of times. Little clumsy fuckhead. Runs down the hill. Tumble. Boom. You know? Facing the dirt. Oh, well. That's how they learn, right? So I said, fuck it. Let's just let him go. Let's salvage the trip because the trip will be ruined. It'll be over. We'll be so pissed off. He'll be pissed off. So, all right, let's just let him be. Let him be. Let him be. So we did, and the trip got way better after that. We just let him be fucking crazy assholes. But, yeah, when we first get there, cell phones don't work. We have zero technology. We have no radio with us. Nothing. No one around has radios on. So all you're left with is just complete nature. Fucking beautiful. It's a trip. You get used to all that shit, all that sounds, you know? Right now I can hear fucking cars on the freeway, even though the freeway's like 2 miles away. I can hear the cars driving back and forth, you know? You can hear that shit. Out there, you just hear nothing. It's pretty great. We did the whole thing, too. We skipped stones in the fucking lake. There's a lake right across the street. Lake Jackson. It's tiny as shit. But it's just, you walk right over. Skip stones in the fucking, you know, kids go crazy for that shit. They think you're a goddamn magician. Wow, how'd you do that? You know? Beautiful scenery, great trees, all the whole thing. She took pictures. Fucking awesome. And then it got cloudy. And then it's like, holy shit, it's going to rain on us. And the mountain people are like, yep, about 30% chance of rain tonight. So there's that. It's like, fuck. I don't know if 30% is a good deal or not. It's like, hey, is it going to rain for sure? I don't know. 30% doesn't seem like it's a good chance to me. But then the clouds start rolling in. It's like, fuck. And that thunder starts coming. I mean, there's some serious thunderstorms going on. Is it called a thunderstorm? There's no rain? I don't know. No rain, just thundering really hard. But you see the clouds rolling in. It's like, oh, here it comes. Starts sprinkling. Very, maybe not even drizzling, I guess is the word. We start putting all the food and shit away in case we got to jump into the tents real quick. Because, you know, we're not going to leave. I want to experience this shit. Never rained, though, man. It was nice weather. It was a fucking perfect weather scenario. Wasn't hot, wasn't cold, wasn't sunny, like too bright. Mostly just cloudy. It was fucking awesome. Had some beers cracked. That's right, I brought beer. Don't judge me. Who are you? Brought some beer. You know, canned Budweiser. Drank some of that. I wanted to fit in with the mountain people up there, you know. They drink Bud, probably, right? And made some s'mores, right? Did all that shit. Camping shit. Kids climbed in trees. All of it. It's the shit you've always did as a kid, right? If you did. Although, I don't think I ever had a s'more before in my life. Maybe I did. Maybe I did. I don't remember. But I had one. It's okay. Not too great. Now, here's... I just described everything that was good except for my annoying cunty kid. But here's the downside, right? You think you're going to go camping. You think it's going to be great. Get away from the city life. Get into fucking nature and the peace and quiet. You know, get into no noise pollution. No assholes. You just go up there and you have a great time. On the contrary, there are assholes everywhere you go, it turns out. It turns out there's assholes just waiting for you if you're going to a new place. You think going to the woods, you know, get away from all that shit. But nope, they're there waiting for you. For example, when we first get to our campsite, there's this like little white kid with dreadlocks down... bright blonde dreadlocks, you know, down to like almost his fucking ass long. He looked like a dirty little kid. He had no shirt on and he has a slingshot in his hand. I'm like, great. Here's a fucking spot. Here's a problem right here. I just spotted it. He's gonna be shooting my ass pretty soon with a fucking slingshot. But turns out he never did anything. But I just didn't like the look of that kid. Yeah. Some other asshole kids came down to our fucking campground.
I'm spying on you.
It's like, you're spying on me. And he got scared because he thought I was yelling at him when I was fucking with him. Anyways, they were annoying as fuck. But anyways, yeah, that's not even that bad. Wait till I get to the worst part. Across from us, there was these Japanese people. Annoying Japs. And who the fuck? What Japs go camping, right? Who saw that shit coming? I sure didn't. Japs. So they were okay for a while. Not a peep. All of a sudden, I smell something. I'm like, holy shit. Literally. My wife was like, what's up? I'm like, did Jacob shit himself? She's like, no, he didn't shit himself. I was like, what the hell? And then I look over and they're cooking. I'm like, I bet you it's those people. She's like, I doubt it. I'm like, this smells like shit. I didn't smell it before they were cooking. Sure enough, man, it was their fucking food. It smelled, I'm not exaggerating here, okay? I'm not overdoing it. This is true. It smelled like fucking diarrhea. Whatever they were making. Diarrhea. God damn. And they sat down. I started eating that shit up like it was fucking candy. Ugh. Diarrhea, dude. Just imagine smelling that shit. And if someone's going to eat food that smells like that, right? Could you eat food that smells like diarrhea? Yeah. Oh, wow. You're making a diarrhea soup again, huh? Huh, Mom? Great. Can't wait. It's fucking bullshit. The next day, they made some shit that smelled like dirty feet. I'm not fucking exaggerating. Dirty feet. Like a dude that worked 8 hours, came home, took his sock off, and threw it in your fucking mouth. That's how it smelled. Fucking Japs. And to top it off, we stayed one night. That's all I wanted. I don't want to take these kids for a whole weekend. I wanted to test the waters with this one, you know, just see how it goes. So we go to sleep finally. It's probably like about 11 o'clock. This fucking Japanese dude across from us, he's talking at like full-ass volume, like he's giving a goddamn assembly speech to like 100 people. I was like, fuck, man. And I'm trying to sleep. Like I said, I had some beers. I was a little buzzed. A little bit. I wasn't shit-faced because I got my kids and my wife, but I had a little buzz. It was good. I felt great. So I guess I got fed up. And I say the only thing in Japanese I know, right? I yell it really loud in my tent.
Domo arigato!
Got his attention for a little while because I heard him quiet down, but it didn't stop this asshole. He kept talking. Insensitive fucking cunt. Even though the campground lady specifically goes to everyone and goes, quiet time's at 10 o'clock, okay? Don't be rude. Respect the rules. Respect the rules, right? Yeah. It gets worse. During the day, there was a creepy... First of all, there's creepy mountain people up there. You know that? You ever been up in the mountains? I'm not racist, but there are all these white dudes. Well, white people, even the girls are creepy too. The creepy white mountain people are fucking weird, bizarre people. All right? They're like the tweaker type people, or like, you know, maybe even, I guess it is San Bernardino County. It's like just the fucking 909 type deals. They're creepy, man. They walk around like redneck hillbilly fucking people. These one chicks had their hair all blue, fucking dirty looking blue and reds, and just shady looking individuals. You don't want to trust them. But the guys are even creepier. They all walk around with no shirts on. They're all scrawny as fuck. Got this look in their face like they're going to do something to you. Like, let's look in their face like if you turn your back to rape your wife when you're not looking. You know? But there's one dude walking around the campground. Just walking in circles. I saw him like 5 times just walking the fucking circles. Some white dude with a glass of wine. Just walking. Like a zombie. By himself. Just walking around. I don't know. Creepy. Creepy factor. Creepy status was rising every time I saw him. It's like, again? This guy? Fuck. Anyway. The part that's the worst part of this whole story before I wrap this shit up is I felt like a little bitch. Like a bitch! I felt like a little bitch, dude. Not like a man at all. Let me take a drink real quick. Instead of a bucket of beer this time, I brought my, what do you call it? Like my, like lunch cooler bag. It's like an insulated bag. And I think that's a smarter way to go. I never thought about it before. Without Lito around, I have clarity, you know? No idiots clouding my mind, my thought process. No, I brought my lunch pail bag. It's like a
insulated type bag deal. It's not the hard one. It's like a bag, obviously. I just said it's a bag. And I have like these freezer packs. So I'm like, huh, awesome. I get to keep my beer cold. And there's no mess from condensation. Yeah, everybody wins. Anyway. So I felt like a little bitch because at the time of need, where you should be a man, I failed. I was not a man. And it's the worst because it was in front of my wife, you know? The women want to believe that the guys are with know the answers or know what to do in any situation, that they can get to the bottom of it. They can take care, they can take charge, take control, and handle their shit, right? Not this guy. I fucked it this time, right? I got up there, fine, set up all the equipment just fine. It looked like I knew what I was doing. Cooked the food, you know? Roasted the marshmallows. Everything was great. But when it came down to the fire, I fucking blew it, dude. I blew it. I forgot everything Nature Boy said. He told me on one of the shows, you're supposed to take, you know, I don't remember what he said either. Too bad he's dead. I could have asked him. I think he said you soak cotton balls in rubbing alcohol. Maybe that's, I don't know if that's right or not. And that's a good fire starter. But I didn't bring shit. Brought some strikers and, you know, got some campfire or firewood from the camp chick. Two bundles. I go up there. I was like, all right. So I, from my nature show watching, the one with the wife and the husband, the one I watched back in the day or a while ago, he would set up the wood like in a teepee type style. But he was doing it all by hand, rubbing shit together with his hands, you know, rubbing two sticks together. But I knew he said start as a teepee, that it needs oxygen below. The fire needs oxygen to start. You can't suffer. You can't smother the fucking, you know, the fire below. It won't spread. So I'm like, all right. I know the wood's got to be off the ground a little bit, and the fire's got to be below that. So I'm trying it, and nothing's happening. And I take, and you know, I know you're not supposed to use pine needles because they can float away and catch the fucking rest of the place on fire and torch the place. So I'm getting dried leaves. I don't even know if that's fucking against the rules, but I was desperate because it was like dark. And Natalie's like, how come the fire hasn't started yet? Like, don't you know how to do this? And I was like, you know, once a woman calls you out like that, it's like, fuck. No turning back now, you know? And the old, you know, in the old days, you would have just smacked them around a little bit, but you can't do that shit no more. Turns out it's frowned upon. In the old days, don't question what I do. But it's like, you know what? I've been on many camping trips, but I've never done the fire. Someone else has always done it. You didn't pay attention? It's like, well, apparently I didn't. No, I should have, actually. It's a good idea. Anyway. So we just got a shitload of dried leaves. Put them underneath the wood. It took a while, but it worked like a charm. Yeah, once again, I'm not sure if that's against the rules, if that is a possibility of leaves floating around and catching the rest of the forest on fire. I don't fucking know. If it is, we broke the law. But, yeah, the fire finally got started properly. And, felt like a little bitch for a second. Bruised my ego a little bit as a man, you know, especially in front of a woman. Like I said, you want to have all the answers, but I looked weak, right? I wasn't the strongest of them. I wasn't the alpha male. If that was like a mating party, you know, she would have left me some other dude that started the fire. That's what it came down to. It's like, this guy can start a fire. You can't. I'm gonna go fuck him. Have his cubs. Anyway, the last thing that happened on this trip. I don't know if you've done it before. Now, I shouldn't be saying this, to be honest with you, because it will ruin my character. Okay? It'll ruin me. But I'm going to do it anyway, because you deserve to hear it. Like I said, I don't know if you've ever done it before. It's never happened to me before. But it finally happened this time. I'm not proud of it, but I'll tell you about it, because I think it's worth telling. What I say before, assholes. I do this show because I feel like I don't want my life to be in vain, okay? I want to tell you about what the stupid shit I do. It makes it like it's worth it. If you can laugh at me, it was worth it. So, we're going to leave. We pack all our shit. And I got to take a shit. And like I mentioned before, not even the lactose thing. I just got a fucked up stomach. It's a mess, man. It's a mess. I think I'm... like what, Nico, what's that shit called? Gluten. Gluten intolerant, what the fuck it's called. I need to be gluten free, I believe. I had an aunt that was, apparently they said she was allergic to gluten, and she would stay home a lot of times because she was afraid to go out of the house because she wanted that shit. I mean, she was an elderly woman. I can see that, right? I'm going to be that guy stuck in my house because I got a shit. Sometimes that already happens to me now. I can't go. I probably got a shit. And the worst part is if you never have to go at all, it's like you wasted your day. Yeah, so she had a fear she wouldn't leave. So I think she, it's in my blood. Being fucked. I'm like, I have like a weakness in my makeup, you know? I wouldn't be the alpha male, right, for that reason too. I can't start fires and I can't shit properly. Anyways, so I got a shit before we leave. I'm like, you know what? I got to go. I think I already went too, but it was okay. But this one wasn't going to be so good. I could feel it. It was in the force. So I tell my wife, we're already like going in the car. I'm like, you know what? I got to go back and take another trip real quick. She's like, oh, hurry up. So I go in there. I'm shitting. Like I said, it's not nice. It's a little messy, you know, if you can get that image in your head. So I'm sitting in this fucking, you know, the stone wall around me, just waiting. I got no iPod up there to fuck with. There's no Wi-Fi. You know, when was the last time you did that? Taking a shit with nothing to read or nothing to look at or nothing to stimulate you, right? I think most of you, that's your Facebook time, right? Don't lie. Words of friends. Don't lie. I do it. Draw something. That's right. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you play draw something with me, I'm taking a shit. 98% of the times I'm drawing. I'm taking a shit. Is it dirty? I don't believe so. You're sitting on the toilet. No shit particles are escaping. You're not touched anything yet. You put the iPod back in your pocket. Safe. Secure. Then you wipe your ass. You know? Who was hurt? Nobody. Right? Anyway. Taking my shit, I'm done. Then I gotta wipe my ass, right? I don't even know what the fuck happens. I don't know if I'm not paying attention. I really don't know what to tell you on this one. I dropped the ball completely. I guess I didn't use enough paper in my little wad. Well, actually, I don't wad it. That's terrible. You fold it, right? Do you guys fold it? Fold. It's like a square. I think some people just wad it up in a fucking ball. That's no good, right? Like you pull it out of your pocket like it's money. It's all wadded up. Throw it on the counter. Here you go. Yeah, I don't know. I folded. I guess I didn't use enough paper. And I'll be honest with you even further. I don't know if you do this. I use a few of my fingers to get in there pretty good. You know? I guess I might even be considered a little bit gay, right? Just taking your fingers in your asshole. I'm not fingering my asshole, but, you know, you got to get in there and scrape the shit out, right? So I guess the paper wasn't thick enough and, oh, yeah. You already know this is going, so I'll just go right and tell you. Man, how embarrassing. Thinking about what I seen that day just still scares me. I wiped my ass, and, yep, you know it. The paper ripped, my fingers went into my ass and scooped some shit out of my ass. And I felt it immediately, because it was a quick swipe. You know, it wasn't like a slow fucking scraping. It was like, whoop! But I don't know, man. I don't know what happened. Maybe I was too much, I used too much force. I don't know. Fingers went right through the paper, and I had some shit on my fingertips. I got to tell you the truth. Fucking A, it was horrifying. I looked at it, and I just wanted to cut my fingers off. Like, no! No! How can I ever eat with this hand again? What do you do? Man. Disturbing as fuck. That's the worst, probably the worst feeling you ever have. If you have... Yeah, maybe if you have other people shitting you, it's even worse. But yeah, that's way worse. But having your shit on your fingers is not a good feeling. And seeing it there. Oh my God. So that was my camping trip. I didn't tell Natalie, by the way. Just all you guys. Anyway, so then we're leaving. Okay, I'm wrapping it up now, I promise. Who would have thought I can go this long by myself, right? So I'm leaving. We get in the car. We drive down the mountain. There's a little town, little mountain town. Natalie's like, oh my God, how cute. Let's stop over there. Let's stop over there and look around. It's like, all right. So I turn to the right. I'm going to say the word. Fuck it. It's really cute. You know, it's a cute little mountain town. Little old-fashioned looking shops. You know, there's bars. little ice cream stands. Not stands, like little shops. You know? It's cool. I like that shit. I like the old-timey feel like that. But we're driving slowly, looking around at all the shops. Like, oh, where are we going to go? There's some cool little spots, too. I wouldn't mind checking out. But the fact that, or the reason we didn't get out is because of me, mostly. I mean, that's the truth. It's all because of me. When driving around, all I seen was white dudes, or, you know, even women. Just they're all white. Every single person was white. Now, I'm not racist. I'm like, on the contrary. It's not, maybe, I don't even know if this is considered racist. I'm not racist against them. Actually, dude, I'm like 65% white myself. You didn't know that. Mexican, Italian, white, what the fuck I am. I'm a big mess. But it's not that I don't like them. It's that I feel like if I go to a place like that and there's all whites there, they'll be looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing here, boy? Huh? Should go on and take your ass back down the mountain. Go on to another spot. Maybe that you Mexicans are allowed in. Right? I don't know. That could be crazy. Maybe that's like, you know, decades. Nah, I wouldn't say that. I'd say maybe it's outdated thought, but I don't believe that. I think there's still people that think like that. And I don't know. I feel uncomfortable. I'll tell you the truth. I mentioned it before. If I go anywhere where there's only one race, I feel uncomfortable as fuck. It's a big melting pot, even though I hate that expression. A melting pot. It's a melting pot. You know, if you see like black dudes, Asians, Mexicans, whites, all right, fine, cool. But if you see all of just one group, I don't know, it gets me. Mostly, I think the whites really get me the most in that situation. I don't know. They seem more scary in that way, right? Like they're just more hate filled. I mean, you go into like a whole black party, they don't give a fuck. They'll look at you, but I don't know. I've been to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles one time with my wife, and we're the only ones that weren't black in the place, and no one give a fuck. It was cool, right? No one cares. I don't know. The whites look at you differently. Like, they got those eyes and look at you like, hey, what are you doing here? I don't know. Am I talking too much about this? It's my little hang up. I admit it. I just felt uncomfortable as shit. I don't know. I just don't like it. So because of me, we didn't go anywhere. Yeah. That's a damn shame, right? Fuck America. You ought to go wherever you goddamn well please, right? Country's for everyone, right? In a perfect world it would be. I mean, hey, Dominic. Who? Said there was a sign still to this day. I think he said in Alabama. You know, niggers keep driving or something like that, right? Fucking bullshit is that? Still out there alive and well. I don't know. I would love to live in the mountains, to be honest with you. Like somewhere like that. Not too far, but up there in the, you know, nature. Cool little town, you know. Privacy. Wilderness. I like that shit. But the fact that mostly white people live in the mountains will kind of sway me from that. I don't know. Maybe I'm alone, maybe I'm not. Maybe some of you feel that same way. I don't know. Maybe I'm just an asshole. But that's it. Creep me out a bit. That's the show, people. What, you thought I forgot about the I Fancy That? I didn't forget about that, because now it's time for I Fancy That. It's beautiful. Beautiful. It's wonderful. Wonderful. It's I Fancy That. Fancy, fancy. All right, what I fancy is something that lives up to the hype.
What do you mean, James?
Well, I'll tell you right now. Get off my back, asshole. Huh? What I fancy is something that lives up to the hype. And for example, what I'm going to use is the Vegas trip I went on. Now, I've been to Vegas a handful of times, right? As a kid, I went with my parents. But, you know, that wasn't cool. As a kid, it's cool because you see all these crazy fucking lights and big architecture, all these great buildings and shit like that. Wow, it's awesome. But you can't enjoy Vegas. Anyways, my point is, on the drive. So I've done the drive, you know, good number of times. And I've always seen the Mad Greek sign, right? All the time. I always saw Peggy Sue's Diner, same thing, right? You see Peggy Sue's Diner, 53 miles up the road, right? You start driving more. Peggy Sue's Diner, 35 miles. Just keep driving. Peggy Sue's Diner, 10 miles. Hey, it's right here, right? So I think it was last year when we got married, just me and Natalie, we drove up. I'm like, you know what? I've always seen this fucking place. I'm going to stop there. God damn, it was a shitty place, man. The food was okay. But what when it says 50s diner, I would imagine, like, what's that shit called? What's it called? Like a Frisco's type deal, right? Frisco's or Rocky Cola or the other one. I forgot the other one. Ruby's, maybe? I don't know. But the other one, really. The ones with the you know, the booths all nice and shiny, and you got the fucking the little bar with the bar stools. I mean, where, you know, like they serve chocolate sundaes, that kind of bar stool, not like a fucking bar stool. You know, the dudes with the white fucking white shirts on with little hats on, that kind of deal. 50s. Jukebox? No. This one was an actual, from the actual, it was just built in the 50s, so it's like 70 years old. That's what it means by 50s diner. It was shitty. So, the other side of that is the Mad Greek place, right? I've always seen that same thing too. Mad Greek, the best gyros ever, right? Don't even know what the fucking gyro is. What is it, a fucking pita? Check a chalupi? What the fuck is that? Chalupi. That's what I call chalupas, by the way. So, this time, we went to Vegas like 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. This time, driving back, I told, it was me and my wife and Evan Perky Perkins and Marzi. We all drove together. We're coming back home. I go, hey, let's go to that fucking place. I don't even know if that was my idea, to tell you the truth. I might be bullshitting. But we wind up stopping at the Mad Greek. And goddamn, it was fucking delicious. I gotta tell you. Blew my fucking mind. It is like $10 for one of those fucking things, and it comes with rice and a drink. $10. A little steep. But hey, dude, they're in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's good food. You know, it's kind of, yeah, fuck it. It's worth it. Buy it. Get one of those fucking gyros in the Mad Greek. And you know what? They come with, you might get weirded out. It's like mixed up of beef and lamb meat in this big, like, pita type bread. But holy shit, is it tasty, man. Wow. So my point is, when it comes to something being hyped up, because I always see that shit, the best gyros in Mad Greek, everyone loves it, all that shit. And it's like I don't know about that place. But hey, we finally did it, and it was fucking awesome. Very good. I swear to God, next time I go to Vegas, we're stopping down the way back. From now on, every time I go to Vegas, I'm stopping down the way back. It's fucking good, and I appreciate it. I dug it. All four of us loved it. So, something that stands up and represents itself. I fancy that. All right. And now it's time for the darker side of life. Hear that fucking train? How annoying is that, right? 2 miles away. You hear that shit? Listen. No, he's not blowing the whistle no more, of course. Anyway, the darker side of life. It's time for the fuck you moment. And here we go. All right, here's the end of it. My fuck you moment. The fuck you goes to my stomach. That's what it is, man. That's what it all comes down to. My fucked up stomach has prevented me from doing many things in my life. It's kept me home like an asshole. You know? I really can't enjoy my life to the fullest because of my fucked up stomach. I'm always worried about it. You know, if I go on a trip, like, oh, I went on this trip with Josh Gasboy to Virginia, my stomach was fucked the whole week. I don't know what the guy was making us who we stayed with. Maybe he was poisoning me. I don't know. Asshole. My stomach was a mess. It's happened before. I've gone on trips and my stomach has been fucked, jacked the whole time. But, yeah, I got so pissed off. It made me miss a birthday thing for Eddie Gears. That shit really pissed me off. We went, he's in Long Beach. We went down to Long Beach and we stopped by. It was his birthday. They're having a party for him and stuff at their place. But we were going to Long Beach anyway. Before I even knew it, he didn't invite me. What a dickhead, huh? Didn't send me an invite. Asshole. How did I find out? Hey, dude, we're going to Long Beach tomorrow. You know, let's meet up real quick. Have like a beer or two. Oh, you know, tomorrow's my birthday. We're having a party. What a dick, right? I'm just fucking around. I guess it was a last minute thing. Doesn't matter. I wouldn't have been mad anyway. Yeah. He's like, hey, yeah, yeah. So come by at least. I'm like, yeah, for sure. I'll come by. We swung by. Hung out with them for maybe an hour or two. I forget what it was. You know? Love the dude. One of my favorite people, to be honest with you. Enjoy seeing him. So we hung out. And then, you know, hey, yeah, we're going to go take off. Hey, you know what? Come back. I was like, you know what, man? Yeah, we'll be back for sure. We go to eat. I don't know what the fuck happened, man. Whatever we ate did not agree with me. My stomach was already fucked up that morning, actually. I didn't even have any cheese. Whatever I ate just fucked me. And it ruined it, you know? I was like, oh, fuck. I don't want to be shitting at his place all night. Let's go home. So I missed out, dude, on hanging out with Eddie Gears and his family and his friends, you know? I missed out. I felt like a dickhead. All because of my stomach. That's all. Fucking stomach. You assholes out there, you take it for granted, I think. You know? Schmucks like me can't eat certain things. You know, ruins me. I always got to think about it. Oh, does it have cheese on it? Oh, there's there milk in that? Can't have a goddamn ice cream. Ugh. So appreciate your life. Yeah. My stomach has ruined me many times. My stomach is my saboteur. That's a word. So, it's not cool. So, stomach, yeah, you down there. Fuck you.
Fuck you!
All right, boys and girls, that'll do it. That's the show. Hey, I hope you hung in there. Like I said, this is an experiment for myself. See how it would go. Surprised it talked this long, to be honest with you. I had a good time. Not as fun if you don't have people here talking with you to go back and forth on and riff on, but yeah. What can you say? You know? Something different. I wanted to try something new also because this is episode 64, right? And yeah, I just wanted to throw something new in there. See what's up with that. Change it up a bit, right? Change that shit up a bit, son. Yeah, whatever. All right, well, hey, thank you for listening, if you did. If you got this far. I think I give myself too much shit, right? I think I should be better on myself. I think I did all right. I think it was fine. I don't know. Did I just bitch the whole time? I think I did, but I think that's what everyone does, right? Isn't everyone on the podcast just bitching the whole time? Everyone just bitching. All right. It's been swell. I will see you guys next time. Next time, I promise there'll be people with me. And we'll have some more fun getting dangerous. So, hey, all you baby dolls out there, stay dangerous, my friends.